You're listening to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, where we teach you everything you need to know about adopting a plant-based diet, full or part-time. Our goal is to empower you to live a long and healthy life. You can find today's show at ordinaryvegan.net or on iTunes. If you have any questions, please send an email to questions at ordinaryvegan.net.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast. My name is Nancy Montori, and this is my new labor of love and sixth podcast. If you're tuning in for the first time, I advocate a plant-based diet for health and wellness. A plant-based diet consists of unrefined or minimally refined plants. It's a diet based on fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes like lentils and beans, and healthy fats like nuts, seeds, and avocado. It excludes all meat, dairy, and eggs. Many vegans also avoid honey and refined sugar. Most people don't know this, but bone char is used to make refined sugar white. If you're just getting started on a plant-based diet, I recommend you listen to Ordinary Vegan's podcast number one, Getting Started on a Vegan Diet. You can find it on iTunes by searching for Ordinary Vegan, or you can listen to all my podcasts on my website at ordinaryvegan.net/playlist. The first thing I would like to say is sorry for missing my podcast last week. I have been away for the last 10 days teaching plant-based nutrition and plant-based cooking classes on the Holistic Holiday at Sea 2016. I met so many wonderful people, and not just people already on a vegan diet, but people who wanted to take back their health and wellness. They were sick of being sick, and they were on that cruise to jumpstart their health. And those are the people who inspire me to work hard on these podcasts and on my blog. I want to help all of you be as healthy and as happy as possible. By the way, the Holistic Holiday not only provided a delicious plant-based menu, it also provided lectures from some of the leading doctors and nutritionists in the plant-based world. I learned so much from them, and I'm going to share everything I learned with you in my podcast, including some interesting information about vitamin supplements in today's podcast. We will also discuss the amazing health benefits of those teeny tiny nutritional giants called seeds. Before we do that, let's talk about you. I always say the only way you can change your life is to create new actions. And that can be scary. And that even applies to making new food choices. But new actions lead to new opportunities. Today is Monday, March 14th, and day 74 of the new year, 2016. If you think of 2016 as a book with 292 blank pages, what do you want to write? What is it you really want? Do you want to lose weight, improve your health, find love, be a better person? I know the first thing that many people say. They say they want to go on a diet and lose weight. Here is what I have to say about that. Dieting is a big mistake. We must get away from the diet mentality. It is so self-defeating and ends up creating a cycle of depression and worthlessness. You can challenge that old way of thinking. You can let go of calorie counting. You don't need a diet. All you need is a health intervention and lifestyle change. Trust me, it's so much easier than a diet. You begin by making nutrition the central element of your lifestyle. You ignore the bombardment of nonsense and half-truths about food. You decide that your health is the most important thing in your life because you love yourself and you love your family and you don't want to suffer from obesity, heart disease, cancer, neurological disorders, autoimmune diseases, and type 2 diabetes. You accept the truth that the cause of disease could be what you eat. You are in charge, and I know you can do it. Make a commitment to a plant-based lifestyle in 2016 and see how quickly your health improves. With improved health, you will find your true, gentle spirit, and nothing can dim that light once it shines. And you'll never have to diet again in your life. I am here to support you and help you with your journey to wellness. We also have a very large health and wellness community on Facebook who are very supportive of each other, and we're over 250,000 strong. Just go to facebook.com/ordinaryvegan and join. If you have any questions about a plant-based diet, you can always reach out to me at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Now, let's talk about vitamin supplements. I remember years ago, one of my best friends took mega doses of vitamin supplements, and she was always sick. So she took more. She couldn't understand why she wasn't getting better. As most of us know now, too many vitamin supplements can be toxic. In what I learned on the Holistic Holiday at Sea, not all vitamin supplements are created equal. Most commercial vitamins are made from synthetic vitamins, which are cheaper and easier to produce than natural derivatives, meaning they are manufactured synthetically with chemicals and do not come straight from their natural sources. They are made to mimic the way natural vitamins act in our bodies. These vitamins usually contain additives to help the vitamin pill be accepted by the body. Those additives could be lactose, cellulose, or maltodextrin. Lactose, as many of you know, is a natural sugar found in milk and other dairy products. Almost 70% of the population are lactose intolerant. Cellulose is basically powdered wood pulp. The industry loves it because it's cheap and helps stabilize food. And maltodextrin is highly processed and comes from GMO corn, rice, or potato starch. Also, synthetic vitamins may only possess one form of a vitamin. For example, vitamin E has 8 forms of vitamin E, but synthetic vitamins can have only 1 or 2 isolated forms of the vitamin and not all 8. And they can still label themselves a vitamin E supplement. So, they're not doing their job. On the other hand, whole food supplements are made from whole foods that you can find in your produce department. Whole food supplements are made from concentrated whole foods. The vitamins found in these whole food supplements are not isolated. They combine a variety of antioxidants, enzymes, and other factors that enable the full vitamin supplement to do the full job. At the end of the day, you should be able to get all your vitamins and minerals from a clean, whole food, plant-based diet. But if you need dietary supplements for a variety of reasons, make sure you are using gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, whole food supplements. That leads me to usher in today's podcast sponsor. I am very excited to introduce a company called Aloha. Aloha, like me, believes the best nutrients come from clean, plant-based whole foods. They also believe that even the most health-conscious among us aren't able to get everything our body needs. Aloha provides nutritional products to help you maintain a healthy lifestyle. If you need a supplement, they supply whole food, non-GMO, additive-free supplements. They have delicious teas to help you sleep or for some extra energy. They also have protein bars and lots of snacks and natural sweeteners. You can find them online at aloha.com/vegan. Love the name and love the products. And please support our sponsors. They are helping me spread the plant-based message, and it's not always easy for me to find sponsors who align with our values. Aloha.com/vegan is offering the Ordinary Vegan community a free trial of their essential tea collection. These teas will help you relax the mind, body, and spirit, and contain 2 sleep teas, 2 energy teas, and 2 smart teas. All you have to do is go to aloha.com/vegan for all the details. Thanks, Aloha, for sponsoring this broadcast. Now, let's talk about the seeds of life. A couple of years ago, it was very difficult for me to wrap my head around all the exotic seeds that were making headlines. Harder yet for me was how to work them into my daily diet and into my recipes. Well, I decided to take it one seed at a time and figure out the benefits of each and how to work them into my everyday life. And it didn't take long for me to realize how edible seeds can provide a delicious, nutrient-packed punch to my meals. What I also found out is that starting my day off with seeds gave me even more energy than I could possibly imagine. So, let's break it down. The beauty of seeds is that they contain all 20 known amino acids, including the 9 essential amino acids our bodies cannot produce. This is called a complete protein. Proteins are considered complete when they contain all 9 essential amino acids in a sufficient quantity and ratio to meet the body's needs. Since we cannot produce them, it is crucial we acquire them through dietary sources. Various studies have demonstrated that many common illnesses are related to deficiencies or imbalances of amino acids in the body. Seeds, they're also packed with dietary fiber, protein, healthy fats, and many antioxidants. And you should be consuming 1 to 3 tablespoons of seeds every day. Each seed we're going to talk about today has its own unique qualities and health benefits. And we're going to start with the chia seed. Chia is the Mayan word for strength. The chia seeds were used by ancient cultures as mega energy food and today used by a lot of athletes for endurance and enhanced energy. Think marathon runners. The chia seed has twice the protein of any other seed or grain and 5 times the calcium of milk. Most importantly, they are the richest plant source of omega-3. Omega-3 is the vital fat that protects against inflammation such as arthritis and heart disease. As a matter of fact, chia seeds contain more omega-3 than salmon. Chia seeds are popular for weight loss because they reduce food craving and they make you feel full faster. Chia seeds also slow down how fast our bodies convert carbohydrates into simple sugar. And studies show that can help control blood sugar, which can be a great benefit for diabetics. Chia seeds are easy to digest, they're gluten-free, and they don't need to be ground up. And they're also reasonably priced. A one-pound bag costs about $8. So why not make them part of your daily diet? I recommend a tablespoon or two a day. Here are some ways to include chia seeds in your everyday diet. You can add them to juice, water, or a smoothie. Or you can sprinkle them on food like soup or oatmeal or quinoa or rice. Be sure to drink water at the same time so the seeds hydrate. This will prevent dehydration. The most popular and easiest way to use chia seeds is to make a chia gel or chia fresca. Let's go into Ordinary Vegan's plant-based kitchen for some recipes. The first thing I want to make for you is the chia gel. When chia seeds are submerged in water, the seeds open up, often absorbing 9 times their weight in water. And this forms a tasteless gel called chia gel. The basic gel is very simple to make. Simply add a 1/2 cup of seeds to 2 cups of water. Whisk the mixture well to avoid clumping. Wait about 10 minutes and then whisk it again and put it in your refrigerator in a sealed jar. This will yield about 17 ounces of chia gel. You can begin to eat the gel almost immediately. I would just give it about 10 minutes in the refrigerator for the gel to be formed. You can eat the chia gel as is or mix it into any drink or food. You could also add it to sauces, salad dressings, hot and cold cereals, dips, soups, or any liquid or creamy foods. The best part is the gel won't affect the flavor, and you will feel full, faster, and longer. Another fun way to incorporate chia into your diet is with a refreshing chia fresca, also known as the runner's drink. All you need are 2 teaspoons of chia seeds, 10 ounces of water, juice of 1 lemon or lime, and a drizzle of maple syrup for sweetness. Simply shake or stir these ingredients together with some ice and garnish it with some fruit if you want to be fancy. By the way, if you have low blood pressure, you might want to check with your doctor before consuming chia seeds because it is touted as a lowering blood pressure. Now, I would like to take a minute to talk about this week's plant-based sponsor. I am working with a new sponsor called Aloha. Aloha is a brand that creates delicious, convenient, real whole foods. Aloha never uses anything artificial, no fillers, no additives, no chemicals, no fake flavors, or artificial colors. They like to say, if it doesn't exist in nature, it isn't in their products. Their most popular product is their Clean Pure Protein. It's plant-based, organic, dairy-free, gluten-free, soy-free, and GMO-free. It comes in vanilla and chocolate, and it also comes in these really handy individual pouches for people on the go. They also have clean, whole plant supplements, teas for energy and sleep, and lots of plant-based treats. Right now, Aloha is offering the Ordinary Vegan community a free trial of their essential tea collection. These teas will help you relax the mind, body, and spirit, and it will contain 2 sleep teas, 2 energy teas, and 2 smart teas. All you have to do is go to aloha.com/vegan for all the details. That's aloha.com/vegan. Thanks to Aloha for sponsoring this broadcast and for being part of our healthy community. Their slogan is Kissing Life Hello. Now, talking about kissing life hello, let's kiss life hello with our second seed, and my favorite seed, hemp seeds. Hemp seeds made such a powerful impact on me personally and my energy. When I go on a trip, I never leave home without them. They pack a nutritional wallop to any meal and are second only to soybean in protein content. The beauty of hemp seeds is they are rich in healthy fats and essential fatty acids. They are also a great source of protein and contain high amounts of vitamin E, not to mention essential minerals like magnesium, sulfur, iron, calcium, and zinc. Minerals like sulfur can protect your body from free radicals like secondhand smoke or pollution. They can also help protect you from heart disease, and the fatty acids can benefit skin disorders like eczema. Hemp seeds can help reduce symptoms of PMS and menopause because the GLA in hemp seeds reduces the effects of prolactin, which is the hormone responsible for symptoms of PMS and menopause. In addition to all that, hemp seeds are an excellent source of fiber. That little hemp seed is what I call a nutritional giant. You will also like the way they taste. The seeds have a pleasant, nutty flavor, crunch, and almost melt in your mouth. Just in case you were wondering, hemp seeds have no drug value, and they are an entirely different plant than its cousin plant, marijuana. I hope you try them because adding small amounts of hemp seeds to your diet can make a big difference on your health. I love to include a tablespoon of them in my oatmeal, maybe sprinkled over stir fries, on salads, on steamed greens, and I like to include it in this hummus and hemp seed pita pocket. So let's take a plant-based kitchen break and prepare this. Hummus and hemp seed pita pocket stuffed with cucumber and tomato salad. All you need for the hummus is 1.5 cups of cooked chickpeas, 2 garlic cloves chopped, 1/2 cup of water, 4 tablespoons of hemp seeds, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, and just a tiny bit of salt and ground black pepper. Just boil the 1/2 cup of water and add the cooked chickpeas and the garlic and boil for another minute. Remove it from the heat and then just coarsely smash it up. Stir in the hemp seeds, the lemon juice, and season with salt and pepper. I like to stuff it with this. I make a cucumber and tomato salad by combining 1/2 cup of cucumber diced, 1/2 cup of tomatoes diced, 1/4 cup of red pepper diced, 1/3 cup of parsley chopped, 1 tablespoon of green onion, and 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. I just combine that together, and then I fill 1/2 a whole wheat pita with 1/3 cup of hummus and 1/2 cup of cucumber salad. And then I'm ready to run a marathon. That recipe serves too. Now the last seed I want to mention is flaxseed. When you look at the nutritional benefits of flaxseeds, there are so many things that will get your attention. Let's see, there's fiber, there's protein, there's vitamin B, there's omega-3, and manganese, just to mention a few. But one of its biggest health benefits comes from its ability to promote digestive health. Why? Because the ALA, also known as alpha-lipoic acid in flax, can help protect the lining of the digestive tract. It has also been shown to be beneficial for people suffering from Crohn's disease or other digestive ailments because it helps reduce gut inflammation. They are also high in antioxidants, which also keeps the gut healthy. Ground flax works really well as an emulsifier. so I use the ground flax to replace eggs. All you have to do is combine 2 tablespoons of ground flax with 6 tablespoons of water, whisk it together, put it in the refrigerator for 10 minutes to thicken, and voila, you have 2 plant-based eggs. Flax eggs are best suited as an egg substitute in things like waffles and pancakes or muffins or any baked good. I also use them in veggie burgers. They do not work scrambled or as an omelet. The very best way to consume flax seeds is ground flax seeds, because whole flax seeds are hard for the body to absorb. So now that we know all the nutritional benefits, let's see how these seeds stack up against each other. 1 tablespoon of chia seeds has 2,400 milligrams of omega-3s, 800 milligrams of omega-6, 2.5 grams of protein, 5 grams of fiber, and 60 calories. 1 tablespoon of hemp seeds has 1,000 milligrams of omega-3s, 2,500 milligrams of omega-6, 3.3 grams of protein, 0.3 grams of fiber, and 57 calories. 1 tablespoon of ground flax seeds has 2,300 milligrams of omega-3s, 600 milligrams of omega-6, 2 grams of protein, 3 grams of fiber, and 55 calories. You can download a seed comparison cheat sheet on my website, ordinaryvegan.net. I wish I had more time to talk about all the other seeds, like pumpkin seeds, because one of my favorite seeds for anxiety or depression are pumpkin seeds. Why? Because pumpkin seeds are rich in the calming amino acid called tryptophan. So if you're feeling anxious, grab some pumpkin seeds. I like to keep them in my car as a calming snack. Well, that's it for today's podcast. Thank you so much for spending time with me. I really appreciate all your kind words and your generous reviews on iTunes. It all means so much to me. If you have any questions or feedback, don't hesitate to email me at questions@ordinaryvegan.net or record a message to me on my website at ordinaryvegan.net. Just hit the black record button. If you get a minute, please write a review on iTunes, because the more reviews the podcast gets, the more prominently it will be featured in iTunes, which means reaching more people with our plant-based message. I will post an iTunes link in this week's show notes, located at ordinaryvegan.net. Thanks for joining us on this adventure. I am very grateful for all of you and for all of your support. Till next time.
Thanks for joining our plant-based community today. Together, we can accomplish great things. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of Ordinary Vegan's recipes and plant-based tips. If you have any questions or feedback, email us at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Until next time.